כותרת כל הבארות אשר חפרו. קטע מספר 12 של הרבש מתוך מאמר מהו היסוד שהקדושה נבנית עליו. עניין החפירות שחפרו הוא למצוא חיסרון וצורך לישוע.
From Rabash, the digging that they dug was to find a lack and a need for the salvation of the Creator. They were for the kli, meaning to ask the Creator to give them the need to bestow. And they see that they cannot because the body resists it by nature. For it is born with the desire only to receive. However, in this too, we should make two discernments. One, when he prays for the Creator to give him the strength to overcome, the will to receive and work in order to bestow, and he wishes for the Creator to give him this power. Two, sometimes one cannot ask the Creator to give him the desire to bestow because the body resists the prayer as well. The body is afraid that perhaps the Creator might help him and he will lose the desire to receive. It follows that he must pray that the Creator will give him the strength to overcome the body and that he will have the strength to pray to the Creator for help in overcoming the will to receive and working in order to bestow.
Excerpt number 13, Rabash. What is the foundation on which Kedusha, holiness, is built? When a person wishes to build a one-story building, he does not need to dig very deep. He only digs a little, and he can build his building in observing Torah and mitzvot. And what is digging in spirituality? It is a deficiency. When a deficiency is dug in the heart, since the heart is called desire, the heart is called malchut, and the heart is called earth or ground. As in corporality, you dig a deficiency in the ground. In other words, before we go and build a building, we must first dig in the ground. That is, take out whatever there is in the digging site. Once the place where we want to build is empty, we begin to build. If the place is filled with earth, we must not build on it because the building will fall. Likewise, in spirituality, we must dig in the ground, meaning in the heart, and take out the dust in the heart from there. And then the heart remains empty without any feeling. Then begins the time of building. Except number 14, Rabash, what is the foundation on which Kedusha, holiness, is built? Only with faith above reason is it possible to break the stone. There is the matter of ascents and descents here. Since one cannot always go above reason, it follows that all his digging and finding of some deficiency to ask the Creator to give him strength to go by the path of bestowal has been sealed again by the rock. As a result, he must dig once more, repeatedly. Each time, he begins to dig out the earth. In the middle of the digging, he finds a rock again. Once again, he begins to ask questions within reason, and again, he overcomes and uses the faith above reason. Once more, he obtains a place of luck and begins to pray to the Creator to bring him closer to his work, meaning to do the work of the Creator for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake.
We see in the Bible.
Except number
15, Rabash. We can interpret what are the herdsmen of Grar and the herdsmen of Yitzchak, and what is the dispute between them. Herdsman means provider. The herdsmen of Grar means that their provision is in following the crowd. In other words, thoughts come to them that they do not need to work like the work of the few who wish to reach the truth, called Lishma, for her sake, meaning in order to bestow. Instead, they settle for being workers who observe Torah and mitzvot to receive reward in this world and in the next world. This means that here too, in observing Torah and mitzvot, he can follow a path of settling for little. The herdsman of Yitzchak means what sustains Yitzchak. This is considered sustaining the quality of Yitzchak, the quality of bestowal. As long as he can bestow upon the Creator, this is his provision. And from this, he makes a living. That was the quarrel between the herdsmen of Grar, who are telling him that any digging to find deficiency and need to engage only in the path of bestowal is not worth digging and searching for such deficiencies. They seal the need by saying, we must follow the masses and not be exceptions.
ולא להיות יוצא מהכלל.
כל התורה היא מדברת
על
כן, קטע מספר 16.
Except number 16. Since the right is built on the basis of truth, the herdsmen of Grar immediately awaken and wish to drag a person to the view of the majority. Then, this klipa begins to attack a person and makes him understand the view of the majority, that what they say is true. At that time, a person begins to believe this klipa when she wishes to kill him and extract all the vitality of Kedusha from him and throw him to the netherworld. This klipa dresses in a clothing of hypocrisy and says that all she is telling you now is only so you will not fool yourself on a path of falsehood. Hence, all that one can do then is stand guard while the thoughts of the herdsmen of Grar come to his mind like jagged arrows dipped in poison, which kill a person instantaneously, leaving him without the spirit of life of Kedusha. This klipa comes to a person and sends him her views and ideas, and they do not come so he will not be a worker of the Creator. On the contrary, they make one understand that since now you clearly know what is the work of truth, that the intention must be for the Creator. Again, excerpt number